Good evening. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Opening statement. Pursuant to New Jersey Administrative Code Title 10, Chapter 4, Subchapter 10, notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Coast Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Would you please all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The first item on the agenda this evening is the oath of office for our newly elected board members. Mrs. Bassone is not here currently. I believe she'll just be a little bit late, but Mr. Burns and Alexis Pollock this evening, if you could please stand and raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, please state your name.
I, Martin Burns.
I, Alexis Pollock.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God. I, please state your name.
I'm Martin Burns.
I, Alexis Pollock.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of a member of a Board of Education. I am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS-19:4-1. I am not disqualified due to conviction of a crime or offense listed in NJSA-18A:12-1.
I'm not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS-19:4-1. I'm not disqualified due to conviction of crime or offense listed in NJSA-18A:12-1.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all of the duties of that office according to the best of my ability. So help me God. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Balderman.
Here.
Mrs. Bassone. Mr. Burns.
Here.
Mr. Catani.
Here.
Mr. Hobbiter.
Here.
Mr. Loffredo. Mrs. Pollock.
Here.
Mr. Serino.
Here.
Mr. Warren.
Here.
Mrs. McGarry.
Here.
Finn Cuozzo. Kennedy Miller. Mary Mills. Casey Campbell. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Board of results of the election from November 6, 2018 for the Board of Education candidates, which were three-year terms, are Donna Bassone with 1,909 votes, Mr. Martin Burns with 1,855 votes, M. Alexis Pollock with 1,845 votes, and 384 bulk write-in votes. Congratulations again to Mrs. Bassone, Mr. Burns, and Mrs. Pollock. They were elected as members of the Manasquan Board of Education for three-year terms. The new term years are below on page one. The 2019 Manasquan Board of Education is listed on the bottom of page one with the terms of each board member. Moving on to item number six on page two. At this time, I'd like to open the floor for nominations for the office of President of the Board of Education.
Lynn, I would like to nominate Jean Catani for president.
Are there any other nominations? Hearing no further nominations, the floor is now closed. Roll call, please.
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone? Sorry. Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Hobbiter?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Harry?
Thank you. Congratulations, Mr. Catani.
Thank you.
Your election to the office of president.
Either stay there or move down. It's up to you.
President name, please.
Okay.
That brings us to item number seven.
Oh.
Election of nomination of Vice President.
Yes. To elect a Vice President of the Manasquan Board of Education for a period beginning today and ending next organization meeting of the Board of Education. Any nominees? I'd like to nominate Mr. Serino. Oh, any other nominations? Nominations are closed. Roll call.
Mr. Balderman.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Hoppner.
Yes.
Mrs. Pollak.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry.
Yes.
Carried.
Mission statement. Yes.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
And I would, if I could, I just want to thank the new members of our Board of Education to take times away from their family to serve with us, because this is something that you get no financial remuneration for. Only benefit that you have of being on a Board of Education is the good feeling for doing great things for our students. And since I've been here for the last 5 years, I just compliment this board for being student-centered and reaching out to the community just to see exactly what we need and work hard to achieve that. So to our two new members, my sincere thanks for the time you've been spending with us. I truly appreciate it.
Okay, our mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with excessive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnerships with the community. Our statement to the public. Oftentimes it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it is placed on agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken.
Welcome to the presentation section of our meeting.
Okay.
All right. Now we'll move to the presentation section of our meeting, and if we can go to the podium, Gene. Tonight I take great pleasure in presenting to the Board of Education our championship surf team. And this is the fifth year of which I've been very fortunate to be superintendent of the Manasquan School District. And it's the fifth time I've done this, which just states to the dedication, the hard work, the coaching expertise, and the dedication of the parents and the students as well. When I first got here 5 years ago, I said, surf team? Being from a landlocked place, not knowing that we had surf teams, and then having the opportunity to go out and watch what you guys could do on a surfboard was unbelievable. And then I was told by Ron Cornegay, the AD at that time, yeah, Frank, and they go to San Diego at the end of the year for the national championship. I said, San Diego? And they said, yes. And that was all funded by a parent group. So I really give you my sincere thanks and applause. I mean, what you do for the students here is unbelievable. And the skills that you have to represent nationwide goes without saying. So coaches, parents, and student athletes, all I can say is thank you. And you know what, Coach? Every time you guys go out to San Diego, my heart beats a little faster.
Yeah, mine too.
And parents, not once did you have a problem. So parenting, the hardest thing we do in life, I have two children, I know that, you did extremely well. Because once they go outside of Bannisbarn, your children behave excellently. And I thank you for that, because I always work. But I should, having the two great coaches we have, what can happen? Nothing. Good. Well done, guys. So tonight, again, for the fifth year in a row, we're going to congratulate our championship surf team. And here we have some photographs with that. And as we do that, if we could have the two coaches come down, because we have certificates and we also have some medals. And I have these in alphabetical order to make it easier for us, because I know that we had so much. So Chris Buss and J.D. LaCaruber, our two coaches. Round of applause, please. Take over from here, and we have the certificates, we have the medals, and I'm just going to bask in the spotlight.
All right, you got it. First and foremost, Dr. Cajun, Board of Ed members, thank you very much. It really is a privilege to be a part of this program, and it really is very humbling to receive the recognition that we get, not just from the school, but from all our sending districts and even other schools, including schools, unfortunately, such as Wall. And a lot of the neighboring school districts here really just a lot of praise just from a lot of the different schools, just giving a lot of accomplishments for what we've been able to create here at Bannisbarn High School. A lot of other schools are also reaching out to us, looking for help to help them start a program. So it really is humbling to see 12 years ago when I became coach to start with 11 surfers, and now to have a consistent 45 surfers every year and five state championships in a row. It really has come a long way, but it's the work of not just JD and myself, it's the parents, the wonderful athletes and students that we have, and all the sending districts. So it really is a privilege to be able to be a part of this program. So thank you very much for recognizing us, and hopefully we can continue the streak. Fingers crossed, let me try.
Okay.
All right. So I'll call you up individually.
These?
Yep, got it.
That's, it goes 1, 2, 3,
yep.
And then certificates.
Gold medal. First year, this will be the first year the Summer Olympics, too, that surfing's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I knew that. That's what we did.
Way out of me.
Not really.
Oh, you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, I see it.
Right here. Good?
Yep. Okay. Coach Chris Buss. Coach J.D. LaCaruber. All right. Sean Bonnevie, come on up, buddy. Jason Brenner. Connor Carton. Jude Clark, which was this year's shortboard state individual champion. I think he's 3-0 wrestling. First time?
Really?
Yeah. Bianca D'Antonis. Third place in the state in shortboard as a freshman, Cole DeVenner. family affair. Nylon DeLuccio, come on up. Amanda Fiera. Amanda, would you also like to share your accomplishments as a skimboarder, too? Whatever you want.
I don't know.
She's also, are you ranked or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The world champion skimboarder.
She's a world champion skimboarder. Four-time longboarding state champion. Congratulations. And potential national champion this year, right? Last year was third in the nation in longboarding also.
Wow.
Amalika Garner Mahoney. Riley Hosslet. Charlie Height. Ryan Herman. Morgan Igles, she couldn't be here tonight, but she is also three-time female state individual champion. Also, she couldn't be here this evening. Owen Judge. Mikhail Madonna. Owen McCusker. Luke McHugh. Gianna Mashanda. Gavin Mesrall, he's wrestling. Jack Benton. Another wrestler, Dawson Renner. Anthony Santos. Ben Sawitsky. Tanner Schmidt. Laszlo. Jaden Schoenlieber. Trip Schweer. Joe Sylvester. Adrian Tenenbaum. Bobby Thompson. Aiden Tolmine. Hunter Trogu. Christian Van Schoy. Rayleigh Wall, swimming. Connor Ward. Chris Wilson. Noah Wilson. And Matt Vergar. Please, yeah. Again, thank you guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
That concludes our presentations for this evening.
And if everyone wants to stay around, we have a beautiful cake in the back.
Very nice.
Public comment on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their name, address, and any group, if any, they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portion of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation and performance of promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Does anyone like to be heard?
Okay.
Seeing nobody, we'll move on. I just want to point out number 33 on the agenda. We need to appoint a delegate to the New Jersey School Boards Association and an alternate delegate. Lynn, do you want to explain what the position really means?
Certainly. It's a board member that would volunteer for a period of up to a year to be the delegate for New Jersey school boards. The delegate assembly is one time a year, and that's in the month of November. And it's where each delegate from each school board would go to the school board. I believe it's normally held, it's either in Trenton or West Windsor, and they have an annual meeting. And they do bring topics before the delegate assembly to try to get, you know, things changed that each individual board may be interested in having changed. You can spend as much time as you want to volunteer being the delegate or the alternate or, you know, as little. It is a volunteer position.
Mm-hmm.
Prior it was Mr. Pellegrino and Mrs. De Palma.
So if anyone wants to volunteer, you can do it now. If you want to think about it, we can table that number 33 and put it on the next agenda.
I'll just remember to I work in Trenton, so I may be an option. So let's table it and bring it back next time.
I think that's a yes. I think that's a volunteer.
So we can do it. Well, I can table it. I'll do it, like, be the delegate or whatever if you want to think on it. I'll be the alternate or the
okay. Can we do that? I'll be the delegate and he can be the alternate.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's fine with me.
Right here. Watch you get fired tomorrow. Good luck.
Okay. Are you still taking the alternate?
So it's going to be a motion.
Okay, yep.
Well, motion.
For the Massachusetts Sending Districts, do we have a motion for items 12 through 44?
Yes.
Mr. Serino? Second. Mr. Warren? Sandy?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mr. Hauger?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Mrs. Secondary?
Yes.
Mr. Perry?
Do we have any old business anyone would like to discuss?
I would like to bring up the concept that we had talked about at the last meeting, where you have on your on your board link, Candace,
mm-hmm.
a chart that I gave out before, I believe it was in Friday packet, regarding the revised December 7th costs for an HVAC construction, as well as a replacement of the existing fire alarm system in the old section with addressable fire alarm being utilized. The costs are there, and we got this from Garrison Architects. One of the concepts that we want to focus on this evening is the fact that through several other referendums, there were some needs that were addressed that we had to take out of the referendum for the passing of the last referendum that we had. And those were surrounded the HVAC systems that we have in the building and the fire alarm, which Lynn and I felt that we could do that over the course of time. But so things were brought to our attention about the air quality in the buildings, as you know, just recently. And we've had specialists here looking at the air quality and looking at the venting systems that we have. They need to be addressed, and they need to be addressed at a cost. So my suggestion would be to take a look at the possibility of a referendum. I'm going to turn this over to Lynn just to show you the feasibility behind this, why we consider a referendum would be the best course of action. And I guess it boils down basically to the 40% debt service that we could receive from the state for the project. The way you would have to do this would be over the course of time for a lease purchase or through a referendum. And I'm going to let Lynn explain the actual details.
Okay, so regarding what Dr. Kasian was discussing, the fact that there's a cost sheet, it's under virtual handouts. There's a couple of attachments under virtual handouts. One is the cost sheet. And if you look at the HVAC along with the fire alarm system, the costs total $7.3 million. Now, with a referendum, the district would be entitled to 40% state aid from the state. So that would, in round numbers, that would be around $3 million. Our architect would have to update our long-range facility plan and put submit the project to the state for review into the facilities department. Once approved, we would get a letter stating that we would be entitled to approximately $3 million. That's the 40%. Therefore, the balance, $4.3 million, would be the district share. Now, on a referendum, the question would cover the whole cost, but we would know that we would have that preliminary eligibility cost letter that says we're entitled to X. So for tonight's conversation, we're going to call X the $3 million. So that makes the district share $4.3 million. If you have a referendum, you're entitled to the 40% state aid. If you do a lease purchase, you're limited to a five-year payback. You don't receive the 40% state aid. So the full amount would be, for the district to bear. So just for example, if we had a referendum and it were to pass, you would have, from the 4.3 million, you could do a schedule of 20-year payback at $200,000 a year. And again, these are round numbers. 10-year payback at $400,000 a year. That's the district share. That's already subtracting out the state aid. Now, a referendum is only available to us on certain days of the year in code. And it would be, their dates are January 22nd, March 12th, September 24th, and December 10th. You can also use the November election day. The April election day is not available to this district because we have chosen to move our school board election and not to take a vote on the budget in April rather than do the election in November. So we don't have the ability to have a special referendum vote in the month of April. So we're going from, according to that schedule, and the schedule is posted also under virtual handouts, we're going from the March 12th date to the September 24th date. You see there's a big gap there. So this evening, that's one of the things we wanted to discuss with the board. The way to fund this project, in my mind, the most feasible way and the cost-efficient way would be through a referendum because of the 40% state aid and the longer payback period available to the board.
The project has to be done, and Lynn and I, our intent was to come in January 22nd, and present the board with a long-range view of between 3 and 5 years of finishing the projects that we had in the referendum that we took out, so we can see a facilities projection to bring us where we had to be. So I'm saying that the project will be done. The question is, how will we do it? And it's either through a referendum, successful referendum, and receiving some 40% of the costs back from the state, or by doing it in piecemeal over a course of 5 years through lease purchase. And that's going to be several lease purchases. But it has to be done. I mean, it's as simple as that. We have an old fire alarm system, and we also have need of two sections of the building, the 1931 section as well as the 1961 section. We need to upgrade the HVAC system.
Now, one thing I forgot to mention earlier when I was speaking about the referendum is legally we have to give the clerk of Monmouth County 60-day notice, notification period. So that's why it's really we need to discuss this evening, because January 2nd when we meet, we're past that 60-day notification period if we wanted to consider March 12th. So that those dates do not work. So.
Let's look at March 12th for a minute. Hypothetically speaking, say the board wanted to do this. And why would you even try to rush into March 12th? Well, because this kind of project, from my experience, is the most challenging project that can be undertaken by a school district. Because the nature of an HVAC system and the need to access the building during the times when students are here. Mm-hmm. Now, not to say that the work would be going on when students are here, but you'll have a 3 to 12 shift, which is going to make it even more expensive to do. March 12th would assure you that you could probably get some work started in July, definitely get some work started in August. And if you can recall what was done at the elementary school over a summer, an entire HVAC system was upgraded over the summer. However, it took us till October to get it to where it was turnkey. And I don't think anybody has had any complaints, because I checked the chart of temperatures again today, going back and looking, from any of the elementary school parents or teachers, anyone? So I think that it's working effectively and efficiently, and that's exactly what our children deserve. Now in the high school, I'm not saying it's not working. It's working, but it's not efficient, and it's not effective. It needs to be replaced. And we can keep putting Band-Aids on it, but it's going to be more costly in the long run. So I think tonight I would ask the board to come to some type of decision in regards to how you'd like to move with this.
Regarding if the board would like to move ahead, there's a third document posted under virtual handout, which is a sample resolution that contains the language that we would need to approve to submit to the county clerk's office. It also permits our architect to submit the project to the State Department of Facilities, and also permits them to update our long-range facility plan. So you can, it's a I think four-page document that is posted under virtual handout. You can take a look at that. And the date of March 12th is in there. That's just a, you know, we put that in there for this evening, but that date.
But a good thing about this is you can pass this tonight and in the 20 seconds say, you know what, we don't want to do that.
Okay, so we're just saying, you know, we want to do it in March. We decide not to, we don't have to. Do we have to reapply if we just move it to September? Or we just reapply again?
Well, I would recommend that we reapprove a resolution with the September date, so we're officially, we have the proper paperwork.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, two things, just going back to the other referendums that I think we need to look at is, you know, we've always had that spreadsheet of all our debt, mm-hmm. when it's yes. retiring, yeah. by year, mm-hmm. new debt, net cost, right. because I know, isn't this mm-hmm. debt falling off this year or next year?
Next year, yeah.
Yeah, so, I'd like to see that just so you can see cumulative amount, the effect right. of it, one. And two, did they give us any idea? I mean, if you're doing that big a project with new stuff of the energy savings, right. I mean, I would think that's significant to offset the cost of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. We don't have firm numbers okay. right now, but yes, I agree that it would be.
I think those are two big numbers just right. presented to the public.
Now, regarding the tax impact, Dr. Cage and I originally were planning to present to you on the January 22nd board meeting. When we learned that we were not eligible to have a referendum in the month of April, and we had mm-hmm. if we were going to have one, it would be March or September or November. I don't have the tax impact prepared. Our financial advisor prepares that and wraps, with our mm-hmm. existing debt. That is not prepared as for tonight. However, right. Looking at the district share, when you take out the 40%, the 200,000 for 20 years or 400,000 for 10 years, we could even split the difference and go in the middle. I mean, it's in our budget, and that would be, shared amongst, this is a high school project that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the numbers are not going, the tax impact would not be substantial, is my point. But we will get a tax impact okay. drawn up by Mary Lyons.
Okay. My comments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would second those comments. I agree.
My only concern is the March date is, do we have enough time to rally the troops to get all the information out there into the public? Because there's going to be some pushback. People are going to turn around and say, we built the field. Why don't we put that money aside? And with the HVAC, people are going to say, they're going to forget why it was taken out of the last referendum. And they're going to ask, well, we just passed $12 million. Why wasn't this included? So I think there's going to be a lot of information we're going to have to get out to the public for this to pass. Do we think we have enough time to do that in March, by March? Frank, you've been through this several times in two different districts.
And there's good answers to all those questions.
There are. I was just going to sort of provide them.
But I think we probably could pass this in one shot mm-hmm. instead of rushing it.
I was never one to rush into anything. But I feel we're at a crisis stage with this. I think that the longer we wait, the more difficult it's going to become. And I wanted to utilize the summer to get this done. So let's hypothetically say, wait till September or November to pass it, and it passes. Really, the substantial building of the HVAC won't take place until the summer. You'll have a couple of weeks where you can do it during the school year, and then you're not going to receive those benefits till the following school year. And I'm fine with that, if you're fine with that. But I feel we're at a point now, especially with the air quality issues, and the air quality in the building is fine. It's been approved, we've had specialists in here, and we're going to keep it that way, except for the three rooms that we talked about, which we're addressing. So that's why we're bringing it to you tonight. I felt it was something that needed immediate action, at least so we could plan and start moving forward. Because if we were decided to go through the lease purchase way, Lynn and I would have to sit down and start to decide exactly what we're not going to do in order to do this. So.
I'm all for doing it. I'm all for going out in March. My question was more around, do you honestly feel we have enough time to do it? If you think we do, let's do it.
Well, you know what? I've called the commissioner's office twice, and Jesse can attest to that because he's laughed at me when I tried to get Lamont. And I know Lamont well, and he's a great guy. I got no response. In order for us to get it in March, we're going to have the commissioner do a favor and move it forward. There's four people in Trenton now who work in facilities. And there's 591 districts that are all, a lot of them are trying to do some infrastructure work and get referendums passed. It's just too much work for these people, and there are people in line in the queue to get it. And the architects that we have, Garrison's, they know everybody in Trenton, and they're well known there to try to get things done. So even if we pass March, that I can't commit to you that we're going to be able to get an approval from the state for that. But I think we should start moving. That's why I ask.
Can we vote on that? What is it?
Yeah, it's on the agenda as a.
It's
posted.
It's the resolution is posted, but the action item is not on the agenda. I mean, so, it could come off the floor to approve this resolution. You know, per the discussion this evening.
One thing I would like to say to the board, however, we went out, whatever month, whatever date, and it did not pass. Would have to go out again and go out again and go out again.
Just like last, I mean, that's what we did last time.
Yeah,
because yeah, what's the risk, you know, if we really want to get it passed, is that a big risk, right, for, again, for March? And then the only way you're ever going to get it passed is if you change it, right? So you're not just going to keep beating up the same old thing.
No.
So we're going to have to change it, probably reduce it, and then find something.
Colin, I don't believe you would. I would not suggest, but I will do anything that you want. You know that. I'll listen.
Right. But I'm just going on our history, right?
Right.
The history of passing was finally when we came to something.
But we had so many things in those projects. And if you remember, we started with $36 million when I did the 60-day order of the district. Right. Mm-hmm. And then we also had fields in there. This is about clean air. This is about an HVAC system and a fire alarm system. And I don't believe that we could take anything out. And we just have to be determined and keep going back. And then if it failed three times, then we go to the state and say, listen, we need this. And I don't know, I know that statute used to be there. If you failed several times with the same project, the state would come in and mandate that it get done if you can show them that it was for safety and security of the student body. And clean air and fire alarms, that's safety and security of the student body. So it's, I'm not looking for a fifth project, believe me.
No, and it's fine. And I would say, you know, I'm not looking to make this conversation last a long time, but since you said we could do this right now and get things moving, and that's the right course. Yeah. But there are, again, three times goes against what you just said, right? We go March, we fail. November, we fail. Then we're back to March, we fail. Now, you missed all another summer, right? We got 2.5 years out. So you just got to look at it and just make sure. But I think for today, I think, what do you need, a motion? You want to put a motion on the floor?
Yes.
You want me to do it? So what would, so a motion to pass the, or to pass the resolution for the school facilities project application?
Is that good, Lynn?
Aren't we just required to, I'm just asking, I think we're, our concern for tonight is the notification period for the March election to the Board of Electors.
Right.
So, because they need notice. So I think for purposes of tonight's resolution, which if everything goes haywire and information is not provided timely, you could always rescind that in time for the Board of Elections not to have prepared the ballots at that point in time. So if tonight's resolution simply is to agree that the district will be conducting a special election on March 12, 2019 for the purposes of asking the voters of the district to finance HVAC and various improvements at the high school, that's really all you need to do this evening, because you don't have the schematics, you don't have the plans, you don't have anything else right now to approve. But if you're just adopting a resolution this evening to advise the County Board of Elections that it's your intention, and therefore they're going to get notice from you that it's your intention to have this election in March, you can do that tonight. Lynn can forward it to them tomorrow with a certified copy of that portion of that only part of the resolution that you need for tonight to meet that timetable. You're going to have subsequent meetings where you're going to have to give subsequent approvals. So again, I think the resolution, if we simply say that be it resolved that the Board of Education of the Borough of Manasquan anticipates conducting a special election on March 12, 2019 for the purpose of asking the voters of the school district to finance HVAC and various improvements to the Manasquan High School. I think that's really all you need at this point in time. And I shouldn't even say that. And I'm sure you're also going to want to authorize the district administration and Garrison to take whatever steps are necessary to move the project forward.
Yes.
Let's just do it at that point.
Okay. Right.
So if somebody wants to make that motion.
Did you have it recorded?
Yeah, I did. It's already written, and I just got to make a couple of minor changes, but that's good. All right. So then you need a second for that.
Second.
Second.
Oh, I'll leave it to the president.
I'm sorry.
Carry on, Mr. Hogan.
Thank you.
I'll second that. Any other questions or comments?
Go from there. Yeah, are there any other questions or comments?
All we do is just do this.
I would say one, but it's just one comment on it. We still have an ad hoc buildings committee.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. I would like to at least get them looking at three initial things: a tax impact, the energy savings, and what a real installation timeline is. This seems to me like any way you do, it's got to be a year project.
Yes.
So, you know, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and that way it would give us some information on how we want to move forward.
Yeah, I agree. And once you start to open up a 100-year-old building, a lot of surprises.
And we would need a roll call vote on that. We have a first and a second on the floor?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so are we ready for?
Yes.
Okay.
Sandy?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Patana?
Yes.
Mr. Hobner?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Gary?
Thank you.
Any other old business? New business? That takes us to a second public forum. Does anyone want to be heard? No one? Okay. Executive session, whereas Senator Byron M. Bauer, Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, the act provides that the Manasquan Board of Education may hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or one of the nine subject matters listed in Section 12B of the Act. And whereas it is recommended by the Superintendent of the Manasquan Board of Education to go into executive session on this date in Manasquan, New Jersey, to discuss the matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be less than an hour.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. After which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. And whereas the board hereby declares that its discussion of the following subject will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be it resolved
by Massachusetts Board of Education, the board shall come into executive session to discuss the following item: confidential matters per statute or court order.
Student matter.
A student matter.
Do we have a motion?
Executive. Mr. Burns?
Second.
Mr. Hovater?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No action will be taken.
Oh, okay. No action will be taken.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And to adjourn?
Yep.
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
We're back in public.
Okay.
Second. Mr. Burns?
Pretty adjourned.
Thanks, guys.
Ethics goes to you, Lynn.
Ethics comes to me, and also the document that was just handed out, if you could please return that also.
I want to, everybody know, I'll be rescheduling now my one-to-one.